so good to be at Explosion. I think it's awesome. Yeah, me and Mom think it's awesome. No, it really is. And I don't know. I don't think everyone... this is church. I just can't get over how awesome that is. All right, so tonight we're still talking about personal leadership. And so how in our lives and in our like in our schools, in our workplaces, in our homes, in our universities, how we can be people who lead, and not people that just go along with whatever's happening, but people that lead in our lives in a real way. And so tonight I'm going to talk about this in a little bit of a different way. If you don't know me, apart from doing this and doing youth ministry, I'm a graphic designer, and I went to university, and what was that? This is mocking me. I went to university and I did that, and I have a degree in graphic design. And so tonight, you're going to get a little bit of a taste of graphic design theory. We were talking about this the other night, and Heath thought I was going to teach him how to use Photoshop. That's not happening tonight. If you want lessons... I charge $50 an hour, and you can come and see me later. But basically what I want to do is talking about personal leadership, and I want to share a principle that is in graphic design and in product design and in any sort of design that I really believe can be applied to our lives and to the way we lead and the way we live. Is that cool? Awesome. Graphic design, this is like one of my uni lectures, is about communication. It's about taking some raw information, making it useful, making it easy to understand, making it attractive. It's not just about cool pictures and 1,000 fonts on your computer. If that's what you think, please hire a professional. But it's about taking something and making it easier to understand and making it better than it was originally. And our lives and our leadership in a similar way can be about communication. How we do what we do, and how we live our lives and the things that we say communicate something to other people. And how we live our lives can reflect God's glory, and it can communicate and be a great piece of design for God, like a great advertisement for God, or it can go the other way. And it can either be something that reflects God's love and God's grace and His incredible greatness, or can just turn people off. In the same way that if something's badly designed, you don't want it. It's hard to read, it's hard to understand, it's hard to follow, you don't want to buy it. We can have lives that if they're not connected to God, and if we don't let ourselves be designed by Him, are unattractive, are hard to understand, and they're hard to follow. And if we're called to be leaders, which we are, and as Christians we're called to be leaders, then that means not just doing what everyone else is, but seeking God's direction for our life, living in His freedom and His grace and His power, then we are called to be well-designed. So hopefully you guys are making these connections. So tonight I kind of want to talk about this rule of graphic design, and how it applies to our personal leadership. And so to kick that off, I've got a quick video that we just want to look to the screen. If you want to watch the whole video, I just shortened it because it goes for like 5 minutes. It goes through each panel and describes, it's like, we need more information. We need some bullet points. This doesn't look personal enough. We need a picture of a person on it. And it goes through. My point tonight And so forgive my Apple fanboyism, but my point tonight is less is more. You've probably heard this phrase before, and people have said it a lot, and there used to be all of those home makeover shows, and they probably said it a million times. And it's this phrase that sounds stupid, but without too much thought, actually does make sense. And we know, as we could see in that packaging video there, that a piece of design that is simple and focused and has less actually can communicate more. And when we look at that after kind of Microsofted version, we can see that we have no idea what that is all on about, and there's all sorts of rubbish all over the packet, and it loses its clarity and its focus. And so a piece of graphic design is stronger and more powerful when it has less and when it has breathing room. And the Bible says the exact same thing about our lives and our purpose. In Matthew 5:3, in the Message, I'm going to put these up here because we don't all have Bibles, and that's fine, so we're going to read it. It says this, it says, "You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and His rule." It says, the most powerful thing that we can do to be leaders and just to live our lives is to do less. To be less concerned about filling our lives with rubbish and stuff, and more concerned with filling it with God. And so in this case, like, this principle of less in more, I really believe, doesn't just apply to the packaging that you bought your iPod in, but it applies in our lives as well. In Psalm 46:10, there's this really famous passage, you might know it. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." And in the Message version, it says, "Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything." It says, take a step back. Take like a shift outside the normal everyday hustle and bustle and busyness, and just be still and just know that I am God. When I was just singing like "How Great Is Our God" there, I was just like, just really struck by it, and just like, man, God, name above all names. Just that we just sit in that place, and I was just like, God, I just know that you're God, and that's such an awesome thing. And if we, like, God wants us sometimes just to sit down, just to be still, just to do less. Stop trying to fill our lives up with stuff. And even good stuff, even leadership stuff, like even reading all the books on how to be a leader or how to be a great person, that's good. But sometimes God just says, enough of that. You need less of yourself so that you can have more of me. You need less of all of that stuff that you're filling your life with so that there is room for me to breathe. That's what God's saying. And I really believe that we need to learn how to rely on God. And if we can't do that, then we can't be effective leaders and we can't be effective people. And so that to do that, we just need God in our lives. We need less of us and more of God. Matthew 11, there's this passage. And just guys, just maybe leave those up for a bit as I talk about them. But Matthew 11:28-30 says this. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to make a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it." It says, "Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." It says, don't worry about your life so much and trying to make things so hard and trying to fill it with so much stuff. Because I think we do that all the time, and we're like, oh, I'm a leader. I've just got to do so much. I'm called to make a difference. I'm called to reach people. I'm called to do this. And that gets hard and it gets tiring. And I think God's sitting there just going, wait a minute. Stop. Be still. Know that I'm God. You're not God. And Jesus, God created us to be leaders, but not in our own effort and not in our own strength. He says, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. That's the original version of that. It says, I'm not going to put something that doesn't fit on you. But sometimes when we think about leadership, we think, I've just got to do so much stuff and I've got to tick all these boxes and I've got to be up to date with everything and I've got to be on fire and I've got to be cranking out stuff. And Jesus says, that's never what I intended for you to do. That wasn't my idea. That wasn't my plan for your life. And if you'd been still and sat and listened to me, then you'd find out that it wasn't supposed to be hard. It wasn't supposed to be crazy. It was supposed to be light. It was supposed to be easy and properly fitting. And so we need to just get less of us so that there can be more of God. This isn't about being lazy or just doing nothing, but it's about having room for God. Taking away our own ideas, our own attitudes and agendas so that God can breathe and God can fill that space. In graphic design, it's called white space. We've got the next. There we go. It's called white space. That's that space. And when we talk about it in graphic design, we talk about the place where your eyes get a rest. So when you're looking at something like a flyer or something, you have that spot where you can just kind of relax for a little bit so that you can focus on the things that are important. And so that's called white space. But in our lives, I'm going to call it God space. That's what that represents, God somehow. There's a couple of birds on some power lines and a cloud. It's God's space, and the world will tell you that there's no such thing in leadership, that there's no such thing in life, that if you're going to be an effective leader, you've got to be the man or be the woman, and you've got to do that. You've got to do all that sort of stuff. But God's power in our lives is the thing that's different. God's power on us is the thing that separates worldly leadership from godly leadership, that moves us out of this kind of whatever's possible in our own strength and moves us into what God has for our life. And so to do that, we need to stop filling the God space. You guys can't see that screen. The God space with stuff. Because when we fill the God space with other stuff, there's no space for God. And it doesn't matter whether it's great stuff or good stuff or legitimate stuff or prosperous stuff or bad stuff or addictive stuff or whatever. It's just stuff that is in the place where God needs to be. The place where God can breathe, where He can move, where He can do something in your life. I was... Every month or so, we have a breakfast with youth pastors around Wollongong, and we try and catch up. And I'm really loving it, as we had one yesterday, because we get there, and basically everybody's pretty young. Nobody really knows what they're doing. We all come with these horror stories of broken ankles and wrists and things at youth, and nobody comes and has all these answers, but it's just a group of young people who are just seeking God, who are just trying it out, who are giving it a go and committing their life to God and leaving room for Him to move in their ministry and in their life. And God doesn't need you to be a perfect leader. He just needs you. And so often we would fill that God space with techniques and skills or other stuff that we put higher than God's name. And we try and we try and we try. And He just says, you need to give me some space. Let's not be people who, in an effort to please God, fill our lives until they're too full for Him. Because whether you're a Christian or not, we can do that. And we can think that God is about the old man that's going to snap you or strike you with lightning if you don't do the right thing. And He's there waiting to judge and waiting to do that. And so we go, all right, I'm going to fill my life with this and this and this and this so that I become a good person, and then God will like me. And God's just sitting there going, whoa, that's not what I intended. I just want some space in your life. I just want some space to move. I want that God space. I think sometimes we try to be people and we think we know better than the Creator. But really we need to know the Creator better. And I know that's a little cheesy phrase, but I liked it. I was pretty excited when I came up with it. Not people who think they know better than the Creator of the universe, but people that are willing to get to know the Creator of the universe better. And we try. we think, I've been to Hillsong Conference. I've read all of the books. I've listened to the tapes. Nobody listens to tapes, the podcasts. I know all the answers to this question. And God's sitting there and he just wants this space in our lives to move. And he needs space in our lives to breathe and to do stuff. And that when we can do that, when we can give God space, then he can move in our lives and he can take our leadership and our life to places that it's never been. Seriously, with youth ministry, I don't really know what I'm doing yet. My theory is give me 10 years and I'll probably start to get an idea. But I'm already responsible for our South Coast in our movement and with Youth Alive. And that's just kind of, I don't know what I'm doing. That's a bit scary. But what happens when you kind of just give space for God to move is that he just takes it so far beyond what you can do by yourself. And then you get to this point where you're like, I need that God space, because without that God space, I'm just going to sink. Nobody's buying that product if there's no God space, kind of thing. And so maybe this means that you need to quit something. Maybe it means you need to spend more time with God. Or maybe it means that you just need to listen and you just need to take time every day and every week to just breathe. And you need to say, God, look, I'm just going to give you this hour this week or this day. And I'm just going to let you breathe in my life. I'm going to give you room to move. I'm going to give you room to do stuff. And I'm not going to try and fill it with stuff. Maybe you need to read less books. If you're a Christian, like, reading leadership books and Christian books are fantastic. And there's some amazing authors out there that have huge insight. But maybe you need to read God's word more. And just kind of let him just enter your spirit and rest in your spirit and give him space to move. Where in design, like, if you see something and it's crazy and it's like a JB Hi-Fi catalog, they're really ugly because there's no space in that thing. There's nothing. There's nowhere to stop. Where you get like something nicer, like maybe Maya, you see these big pictures with like empty space and you're like, wow, this looks more quality. And that's the association you make without thinking about it, which really takes 3 years of university to learn. But what that is white space, and it's space for the work to breathe. And as people, as Christians, we're called to be good design. And so to do that, we need God's space. I think I might make this a desktop background or something. You can download it off our website and you can just put it there so that when you're sitting there at work or at home, you can just go, okay, I need to give God some space. Because having a life of significance and a life with personal leadership is like having a life that's well-designed. It's like having a product with good design. It's the original iPod packaging versus the Microsoft version. It's easy to understand. It's easy to follow. You notice it on a shelf and you're attracted to it. And we live in this world where, like, I'm not talking about trying to be cool or all of that, because good design can only cover up a bad product for so long. But I'm talking about being people who, when people see your life, they're attracted to God. And when they see that's good design, that's like, okay, my life's not cluttered full of junk, and so I've got space for God, and people see that, they know it's real, they know it's genuine, and that's what creates a reaction. And I think the incredible thing about this and about God is that we don't have to be a great designer. We don't have to study and learn how to create a good design with our life. We just need to know a good designer. And that's God. And so often, like if I'm doing work, sometimes you get a client that comes and they've just got all of these ideas. They've got this list. They're like, I need to use these 10 fonts on this business card that's 50 mil across, and you need at least 1,000 words on that because I need to tell everybody exactly every single thing that happens in my business and my personal life, all on a little business card. Something like that. And you get people that are like, I know better than a designer how to design. And I'm just having a little rant here. I'm sorry. I'm just letting out all of that. This is what graphic designers do when they meet each other. They just complain. But we do the same thing with our life, and we say, God, I've got this covered. I'm here with my life, and I've got this list of things, and I think that's going to make an awesome design. And God's like, look, I'm pretty creative. I know better. Seriously, trust me. If you let me design your life, you'll thank me for it. If you let me have space in your life, you will thank me for it, because it will be better, it'll be bigger, it'll be more exciting, it'll be more dynamic than it could ever be if you tried to use your own design. And I don't, like, that's easy to get. And that's easy to get, and people understand it, and companies understand it. They spend millions getting the design right. And in our lives, we just throw it out for some reason, and we think, my design is better than God's. This God that had the ability to design an entire universe. And we can't even design our own lives well. Left to our own devices, 9 times out of 10, it'll just fall apart. But if we give God space and we let Him breathe and we let Him move, then He will design our lives. And His plan will be fuller and bigger and better than anything we could come up with on our own. I just want guys to just come up. I want to give God some time and some space right now. We're just going to get into an attitude of worship, and maybe you've never done that before, and that's cool. But I think there's only so much that I can say, and only so much I can talk about giving God space without actually giving Him space. So we're going to do that now, and they're just going to play something just little and just in the back, and we're just going to spend some time just connecting with God and leaving space for Him in our lives. And I don't mind if you've never done this before, and if you just stand there, that's cool. But if you know God and you want to be closer to Him, and you're saying, yeah, I realize that my life has been designed by me so far, and it's not going so great, and so I want to let the guy that designed the whole universe design my life. So maybe if everyone just stand with me, and we'll just worship for a little bit. God, I just thank you so much for your design, for your plan in our life. And Lord, we know that so often we try and design it ourselves and it just doesn't work. And we need to leave you room, God. That less is more. And there needs to be less of us and more of you. And Lord, we just don't want to fill our lives with empty stuff, or with stuff that just stops you from feeling it, God, but we want you to fill our lives, and we want to leave that space for you to fill. And so, God, let's pray that you would do that right now in our hearts. As if we're open to it, God, that you would speak into our lives and you would connect with us, God, as we give you space. Thank you, God.